Hello and welcome to the Courtney Turner podcast. My guest today is Dr. Richard Presser. You may recall we had a whole conversation about the magic of magic Dicol, also known as Nanosoma. I have my stuff here. I talked about the skin cream. I absolutely love this. Most of the time when you use skin creams, it just kind of sits on the skin and this really soaks right in. So I absolutely love it. But the entire line is just truly a gift. We were just discussing that. And we're also going to talk today about the I Want My Health Back movement because, you know, as I always say, one of the keys to personal sovereignty is us taking personal ownership of our health. It is one of the things that we actually can do something about and that the what I call the parasite class does not want us to do to take any ownership of, because people who are sick are people who are dependent and much more susceptible to control. So they like us to be sick, dependent, and you know, that it, under their control. And I want to see us healthy and thriving and flourishing and owning our personal sovereignty. So without further ado, I'll bring Dr. Richard Presser on today. How are you doing today? Well,
Courtney, thank you. I'm doing very well, thank you. And please just call me Richard. That's what I operate under. All the rest can go to one side. So I love that positioning that you gave, because truly standing in personal sovereignty is very much where I walk and where I encourage people to walk, just as you are. So we're on the same kind of page. And you mentioned this movement, if you will, I Want My Health Back. And it's useful, I think, to understand this a bit. I mean, your words suggest, A, that you have a good grip on some of this. You know, the scope of what's been done to humanity to compromise and really destroy our health is hard to comprehend.
Yeah.
Truly hard to comprehend the scope of it. And, you know, in terms of intense practice, it goes back at the very least to the beginning of the last century. I mean, if you look at over-the-counter medications, for example, that were available at the back end of the 19th century, they were full of cannabis product and so on. Why was it banned? Because pharmaceuticals couldn't compete with it. You know, and so
until they decided to make synthetic variations and patent it, and now they're happy to compete because it is not the, you know, 100% natural form.
Yeah, so, you know, but if you look at the broader picture, you know, our food has been interfered with on so many levels. We are all aware of the GMO story, genetically modified organisms, which really has been around for, I guess, 40 years.
Yeah.
But what's not recognized very much is that wheat was actually interfered with before the GMO stuff came along. So they don't have to talk about most wheat as being GMO, because it's not. But they'd already screwed with it in non-GMO ways. And so when you understand what's been done to wheat, for example, which is in so many things, you realize that it's going to be screwing with your digestive tract, with how the digestive tract works, the gut flora population and so on. You know, how our gut works is so critical to our health on so many levels. You know, I think most of us now understand that most of the cells in our body are not the DNA stuff that we hear about. They're bacteria and whatever else, yeast, all manner of stuff, the so-called biome, which is this whole collection of friendly flora, let's call it, is essential to our health.
Sure.
Makes up maybe, you know, more than 95% of the cells in our body, yet it's ignored by the whole conversation about health. You know, forget about them. Focus on this bit over here. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
And so
we have more neurotransmitters in our gut than we do in our brain. Yeah.
And so it's really, this is being interfered with so much, you know, we have all these vitamin supplements that are recommended widely because mm-hmm. our bodies are not producing them in the way they're meant to. Mm-hmm. You know, when the gut's working properly, all the B vitamins are produced in the gut. Mm-hmm. Don't have to worry about any supplementation of those mm-hmm. things. And so, you know, we've then got the whole chemtrail scenario and on and on and on. You look at Morgellons syndrome and Lyme disease. These are man-made health conditions.
Yes.
And even the simple thing of refining our food, which I explained in our last interview, was how polycosanol, which is the core ingredient in a nanoform in these products, how that got taken out of our food. I don't know to what degree it was done with awareness or otherwise. I can't say. What I can say is the outcome is pretty clear mm-hmm. Because it compromises our health. Pasteurization of milk. I remember as a kid, I grew up on a farm. My father was a farmer. He was a pretty smart guy, actually. He told me as a kid, experiments were done with calves, feeding them, some of them, you know, proper raw milk and others pasteurized milk. The ones mm-hmm. that were fed pasteurized milk simply didn't thrive mm-hmm. because their whole gut immunity and so on was compromised.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, this whole process.
Profile. Yeah, even just the vitamin process. Profile in raw Absolutely. Milk is very different.
Yes. And, you know, speaking of milk, this whole campaign to persuade mothers that they really aren't producing enough milk to be able to feed their baby, so they need to go on formula. They've trained all the midwifery staff. You know, mothers don't produce milk for the first week in normal circumstances, but the staff are persuaded, well, if the mother's not got any milk, she obviously can't feed her baby. It's nonsense. Mm-hmm. This distortion has been spread across the world. Why? So mothers don't breastfeed their babies and, you know, all that comes from that on so many, many levels. Mm-hmm. So I'm just giving you some illustrations of the way in which our health has been interfered with, mm-hmm. let alone the jabs that have come our way under the guise of protecting us from so-called COVID,
right.
You know, which in my opinion was a psyop mm-hmm. to get as many people as possible jabbed. And if you look, one of the things I've been paying quite a bit of interest to is what's showing up in people's blood as a result of these jabs.
Scary.
It is.
I mean, if that's real, I've seen the video. You're talking about those cloths, the white long.
Well, that's one thing. And that's absolutely real. It's absolutely real. Scary. But there's much more than that. If you look at the blood under a dark field microscope, which basically lets you look at live blood and seeing what's in it, there's a whole bunch of stuff in there that shouldn't be there, that wasn't there before, including self-assembling nanobots of many sorts. You apply an EMF field to them of the right frequency, these things suddenly start self-assembling. And that's out of somebody's blood on veins.
Yeah, this is out of a vein. And I've seen a couple of these videos. It's quite creepy.
They're everywhere. Everywhere. I began reading about this from embalmers and from people conducting autopsies and so on. You know, this stuff started to turn up pretty much as soon as the jabs were rolled out. So, you know, who knows exactly what these self-assembling nanobots are about? And it's what's interesting is certainly some of them, they come together and they function when the mm-hmm. energy field is there. You take the field away, they just dissolve and disappear back into the background. So all of this stuff has been put in our blood. I'm satisfied some which is about being able to control us on various mm-hmm. levels. People... It's widely reported that people that have been jabbed now have a MAC address.
Yes.
Connected to their bodies. Yeah. A MAC address is what we normally associate with our cell phone, for example, mm-hmm. which is an internet signature. So people are walking around with one or more MAC addresses in their body as a result of being jabbed.
It's crazy. Yeah.
More than that, some of this interference that was showing up in the blood after being jabbed is now turning up in everybody.
Right.
They've found other ways to get some of this stuff into us. And the evidence is there. We're doing further studies to confirm some of this, but the evidence is there that all of this stuff is cleared out of the body when you use NanoSonal.
Oh, that's awesome. What are there have been studies done showing that the difference?
There is a guy in Canada who actually sent me his testimonials. You know, he was a guy that hadn't been jabbed. He was very careful about how he lived. He didn't associate with people who'd been jabbed. So right. I don't know if he lived in a cave. I don't know. But anyway, he was pretty careful about what he did.
Sure.
And he was working with a dark field microscopist, and this stuff started to show up in his blood. Hadn't been jabbed, but it started to show up. And he thought, wow, this is interesting. Mm. So he used NanoSoma and demonstrated that what was in his blood disappeared. So then he stopped using it. Lo and behold, it came back. Started using it again, it went away.
Huh, wow.
I'm satisfied this stuff is being delivered to us through our food, possibly through our water, and in the air, I suspect now. You know, there's an enormous cocktail of stuff that's coming to us in through the chemtrail stuff and so on. I'm not making this stuff up. It's documented in many places. I've been tracking it all for a long time. And so when you begin to understand this, you begin to get an understanding of how deeply compromised our physical form is because of all of these things that have been done. Even if you are very careful and only eat organic food, for example, of one sort or another, you still can't entirely protect yourself from what's being done.
Right, of course, yeah.
But, you know, in my opinion, there's no accident with these products. The particle in these products brought the blueprint of biological life to this planet. Of that I have no doubt, and I will have discussed that to some extent in our first interview. And a small amount of the polycosanol that was in our unrefined food is in this nano form. So this is a natural nanoparticle. It's not a man-made thing to be wary of. It's natural. It actually brought us here. So it's not exactly something to be feared.
I think you touched on that a little bit last time, but can you go through that? Like, how did it bring us here?
Well, I'm a deeply spiritual guy, okay? Mm-hmm. My life is very connected to the time of change we are living through. And so, you know, this planet was not some accident. Mm-hmm. Creation is not some accident anywhere. There's a let's call it an intelligent design behind it. You only have to go for a walk and look at the plants and the animals and the birds and look how different they are. Look a little deeply at the animals and the birds and the intelligence they have. We're told we're the only intelligent thing on the planet. How stupid is that? How naive we are to believe such nonsense. The intelligence is there in everything, even this little particle. I may have said this particle is conscious and intelligent. So this particle was sent here to bring biology to the planet. Mm. And the evidence I will give you is twofold. One is there is a fellow Aussie called Lorraine Mill. She describes herself as a master intuitive. You've probably have heard of a medical intuitive, yeah? Someone who can kind of look in somebody's body and see what's wrong and tell them what to do. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Well, you know, Lorraine started out there, but she's gone way beyond that. And so she works these days with product designers and inventors and so on and looks at it from the etheric and says, well, you can do this to improve your design and so on and so forth. And intriguingly, Nikola Tesla had this ability. He used to design some quite complex machines. That's Lorraine. Mm-hmm. And Tesla would design a complex machine, run it in his head, look for where it would either break or wear, change the design until it ran as he wanted it to run, and then he'd build it.
Yeah.
pretty extraordinary stuff.
Yeah, he was, yeah, for sure.
He was a special guy, no question. Mm-hmm. And so Lorraine has some of that kind of capability. So she was, she turned up on one of our early conference calls. I didn't know who she was. And she started talking about this stuff. And she said, if I hold this, a bottle of Nanosoma in my hand, I can see the DNA. I don't know what DNA is. I've never studied it. It's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. And then she says, I can see that if there's any interference with the DNA, it gets cleared. If there are any errors in it, they get corrected. Now, we knew this already because we knew this product triggered the body to produce a replica of the human genome, which means any errors mm-hmm. can get fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So she says all this, which we already knew. And then she quietly says, this particle does not come from here. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, we have in our most of our cells, we have 48 or 9 nuclear receptors. These are little pieces of organic chemistry, if you will, that are really the software of our biology. They're the operating system of our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in every cell except for one sort of cell that I'm aware of. There may be others. And that's really the operating system of our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you put Nanosoma in the body, it regulates all of those nuclear receptors, turns them on and turns them off mm-hmm. as needed. This is unheard of.
Yeah.
So its relationship with our biology is so profoundly clear right there. I call it the missing key to the functioning of our biology that we didn't know was missing until it showed up. So last time I would have talked about how it replaces vitamin D to regulate mm-hmm. the vitamin D receptor. Mm-hmm. Vitamin D can turn on the vitamin D receptor, but if it's overactive, which happens sometimes, vitamin D can't do anything about that. But mm-hmm. this particle can. It turns the vitamin D receptor on, and if it's overactive, it'll turn it off or down.
Mm-hmm.
Again, unheard of. Triggers the body to produce its own vitamin C. Again, unheard of.
Right.
And so if you take, there's a particular type of cell in the body called fibroblast cells, which is commonly around the body, but nobody really knew what they did. They don't do much. And they don't have the nuclear receptors in them. They do show up in a wound and have some role in wound healing.
Mm.
But they're all over the body. Well, when you put Nanosoma in the body at picogram or with these cells at picogram concentrations, which is homeopathic, it triggers those fibroblast cells to produce all of the nuclear receptors. They weren't there before.
Wow.
Which means these fibroblast cells get turned into pluripotent stem cells, which is the base cell from which, you know, our bodies evolve. The pluripotent stem cells are the first cells that are produced at fertilization, and then it evolves into, you know, the cells for our hair and our eyes and all the rest. But they all start as pluripotent stem cells. So these cells, when you put Nanosoma in the body, it's triggering the production of stem cells all over the body. Again, unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
So we're told the brain can't produce neurons after the age of about 13. Well, not if you're using this product. We're told that if you have a heart attack, the scarring of the heart muscle is there for the rest of your life. Well, not if you use this product, it isn't.
No.
Because, again, the genes are produced that can heal the heart muscle. Those genes have been shown to produce the protein produced to heal the heart muscle. And we have extraordinary testimonials from people around heart healing and so on and so on. So this is why I say when you put all these things together, you realize its profound relationship with not just our biology, but really all life. It's that mm-hmm. profound. So that's why I say this particle doesn't come from here, because that's what Lorraine said. And when you look at what it does, when you put it in the body, its relationship with our biology is profound. Raghu, its developer, says, you put this in the body and it says to the cells, hey, listen, I showed you 2 billion years ago how to operate. You got out of the game. Now start doing what you're meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens.
Amazing. Yeah.
It is that profound, and it's hard to grasp just hearing it once, and it's a little hard to believe.
Mm-hmm, sure.
That something could be so profound. And so when we talk about the I Want My Health Back movement,
Yes.
People need to understand and allow into their thinking that our health has been screwed with for well over a century, yeah. possibly more,
mm-hmm.
with intent.
Yes, it does seem that way.
Masquerading as trying to heal us.
Yes, yes.
It was never the intention.
Mm-hmm.
When you start to grasp this, you begin to stand in a place where you can look at what's happening in a very different way and take ownership of the state of your health. And simply by engaging with these products in the way that you need to, it can, quite frankly, give you your health back, optimal health.
Right.
The evidence is that when you put this in the body, it triggers the body to take care of everything that doesn't represent optimal health. Contaminants, pathological viruses, fungi, yeast, bacteria, anything that doesn't represent optimal health, the body itself takes care of. These products are not treating, healing, or curing anything. Mm-hmm. Nothing. It's not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
This little particle, when it's in the body, triggers the body to operate in a manner we didn't imagine was possible. All these incurable diseases go away. Your listeners, when they go and watch that video series, they will hear testimonials from people who have used the products to heal all manner of things, including multiple sclerosis and other incurable diseases.
Wow.
Because that's what happens. You know, we're told they're incurable. They're incurable within the context of allopathic medicine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But when this natural ingredient is in the body, these things don't occur.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're there, the body will heal them. They're not diseases. They are dis-ease of the mm-hmm. body. And we have been persuaded that the body's dis-ease or discomforts, which is really just signaling from the body saying, hey, something's out of whack.
Right.
We've been persuaded they're diseases that need to be treated with mm-hmm. a particular pharmaceutical or two or five.
Right. Or 20-something.
It could be.
I recently heard that. I do a show with Dr. Lee Merritt, and she used to be an orthopedic spinal surgeon, and she said it was not uncommon to have patients who were on 25-plus medications at once.
I think the plan is for anyone who gets to my age, I'm 71, to be on, maybe 30 medications a day.
Crazy.
For all the things that I meant to have wrong with me.
right. That they would
and
like.
And I come across people who at some point have gone, oh, my God, this is crazy. This shouldn't be like this. And they just throw it all away. And almost immediately they begin to feel better. But then when they add this into the mix, there are so many people I know who are so excited at understanding what this is doing, what it's triggering the body to do for itself. This is how our bodies were meant to work.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's no accident. This little particle brought the blueprint of life to the planet, was whispering to our bodies through our unrefined food,
mm-hmm.
Because a small percentage of the natural polycosanol is in this nano form. It disappeared when our food got refined, which in my opinion is why we've seen this explosion in autoimmune diseases and allergies and so on in recent years. And here we are, post-jab, as I call it. It turns up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was the development of it, goes back well over 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of it spreading in the market, it's only happening now. It's part of what we're doing in this conversation is helping to spread it out in the world. You know, my vision is that everybody that survives this genocide, as I call it,
mm-hmm.
will use these products. It's a gift to humanity. Everybody deserves it. It's not going to happen in the way we're doing it at the moment. Some things will have to change in our world, and I think I understand how that will happen. But, that's my vision.
Yeah.
Everybody. I don't care where they are, including people with no money in Africa who've been mm-hmm. raped and pillaged by the Rothschilds and their friends. you know, one of the most resource-rich countries in the world, but the people have nothing.
I know. Yeah. I recently learned actually that there's like a UN trust, and they've put most of Africa under this trust. And that's why I knew that that was where they did a lot of their testing and especially their medical experiments in Africa.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I didn't realize it's partly because most of it is encompassed in this trust. And so they have complete purview. They have, you know, rights to ownership there. Yeah.
I will tell you, there was a way in which I was told, I won't explain the detail, but I was told by a man who shouldn't have been given the information, but was, and he shared it with me. Maybe that's the only reason I knew him. Mm-hmm. He was given a copy of the Rothschild Trust for Africa.
Wow.
The numbers in the value of the trust, after the numbers were followed by, I can't remember if it was 23 or 26 zeros. At that level, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what that number is?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a... That's crazy.
It's beyond imagination. So we hear all this nonsense about, you know, Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk or someone's the richest man in the world. It's such nonsense. It's all such part of the psyop we're inside of.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are in psyops upon psyops. That's for sure.
So we're living through the time when all of this is going to change, Courtney, mm-hmm. I promise you. This is what my life is about ultimately, is this time of change. I have no doubt about where we're going. None.
Yeah.
And it's a crazy journey that I didn't go looking for. It came and found me about 30 years ago and set me on a path that led me to today. I had no clue what was going on for a long time. I now have a fair idea. But, and here we are. Our dark friends will not succeed with what they plan to do. They will be cleared, just like the dark is being cleared from everywhere in creation and beyond. That's mm-hmm. what we're living through. That's what I do.
Yeah, it's a definitely exciting time for sure. Do you think that I'm curious because you said that this was in most of our unrefined food at one time. Would it be possible to be restored, or is it because our soil is so depleted and that even if we were to farm naturally, organically, and you know, as opposed to the modern day kind of GMO practices, would it be in the foods or no?
Firstly, all unrefined food, firstly, you know, in my view, we'll go back to organic food practices going mm-hmm. forwards. All of that stuff will get chased away. And mm-hmm. we'll go back to a style of living that's much more community-based. Mm-hmm. People taking care of each other in a community setting, raising children in that context and so on. What a revolution. Mm-hmm. What I said was our unrefined food mm-hmm. contains polycosanol.
Right.
It's a natural ingredient, and a small percentage of the natural polycosanol in our unrefined food is in this nano form. But if you eat unrefined food, you ain't going to get the outcomes that this product is delivering to you.
Mm-hmm.
This is much more powerful. We have a lot of recovery to do to be good. Yes, yes, it's more concentrated.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't get there by just eating organic food. It's good to eat organic food. You should do mm-hmm. that anyway, but you won't get there just doing that.
Right.
Yeah. As I said, this product was known to our ancestors. It was described in the Rig Veda of 5600 BC. Not exactly word for word, but when you understand the product, you can see the description in the Rig Veda.
Wow.
As I probably mentioned to you last time, the it's one of the places where Dr. Raghavan or Raghu had to look to work out how to make this mm-hmm. because he figured out what he needed to make, and he made the first batch of it in his kitchen at home. You know, in a way, it's not complicated. You have to do a lot of things right to get it right, but if you know what you're doing, you know, you can make a rudimentary version of it, and it didn't work the way he expected it to. And so, you know, he sought out a Sanskrit expert friend and asked him, you know, how's this described in the Rig Veda? Mm-hmm. Turns out there are something like 280 words for water in Sanskrit. Hard to imagine.
Right.
And the one word that's in there that describe is used for this product is the meltwater of Mount Kailash.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as I may have mentioned, Raghu has found there are several countries where he can get water to make it. Switzerland, Austria, Norway, and New Zealand. I'm sure there are other places. Mm-hmm. And it's made in bulk in Switzerland with the water right out of the tap.
Wow.
And again, this you try and use any other water, it doesn't work. The particles clump. You lose this very closely specified particle size.
Mm-hmm.
And right. To have it work, it needs to have that. So, yes, when I say whispering, it's a bit more complex than just that. This is actually quite a sophisticated formulation, and it's why it's patented across 80% of the global population.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a trivial product. It looked pretty simple. That bottle is 98% Swiss water, but the other 2% is pretty complex.
Right.
and you get it right. It's been sitting on the shelf in Switzerland. You know, they keep an eye on it to understand what its shelf life is, its true shelf life, not what we have to put on the bottle. But it's been there for at least 13 years now, and it's as good as the day it was made.
Mm-hmm.
But if you use it with, if you try and make it with the wrong water, you try and mix it with other things, it stops working. The particle size changes.
Wow.
It's a fussy little beast.
Yeah, it is. So does it need to be taken, like, you know, certain timing away from other things? Or okay.
No,
we had addressed that last time. But
yeah, you spray it. Raghu says you spray it in your mouth. It's absorbed by the vitamin D receptors in your tongue in milliseconds.
Amazing.
And travels through the body in a, you know, not exactly in a heartbeat because it doesn't use the heart to get around, but you know what I mean. Pretty quickly is it through the body.
Right.
So, you know, you can use it with or without food, any time of the day or night. It doesn't care.
Right.
And you can drink a liter of it a day, and it's perfectly safe. There we go.
That's amazing.
A bit of techie information.
Yeah, that's amazing. So it's not like you could overdose on it or have contraindications.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
No, you can have healing crisis type effects. I can't think what the technical name for that is. Doesn't matter.
Like a Herxheimer response.
Exactly. Yeah. You can have a Herxheimer response. That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as we were discussing earlier, it can have a taste when you get started. But the taste is not about the product; it's about your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty bizarre. How can it have a taste that's not about the product? that's part of the craziness of these products. Metadicol, by the way, is the name. The development name for Nanosoma. They're one and the same, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's all the techie people.
You said that for you it took about 6 months that you had a taste when you...
Yes, it was bitter for me when I started, and that's the most, if it has a flavor, that's the most common. Mm-hmm. But other people report that it can taste like soap or like coconut or... even like vomit, which is not very pleasant, I can imagine. And in my experience, people who've got autism or bipolar, it can tend to taste like vomit because of their, you know, what's going on in their bodies. And those people are usually pretty fussy about what they will eat or taste. So, you know, you can deal with that by putting it in some juice or water.
Right.
When they want to take it, so the taste is taken away. So you can mix it like that in the short term, and so put it in some juice and drink it; it'll be fine. But if you mix it with juice and put it in a bottle in the fridge, it'll stop working because with time the particle size will change.
I see. Okay. That was why I was asking about the, like, if you can take it with other things. So it's really about it sitting in something, then the molecular structure would change.
Yes. Yeah. We haven't, to be specific, it's the particle size.
Okay.
So it still stays to be polycosanol. The particle is, you know, around 50, 60 nanometers in size, mm-hmm. but the width of the peak is mm-hmm. plus or minus 1 nanometer. So let's say it's 50 nanometers. Let's say mm-hmm. right. it's the particle size is in the range of 49 to 51 nanometers. It's like this.
Mm.
And if it's got a broader peak or the particles get bigger, it stops working. That right. precision is critical to how it works.
Wow, it's amazing.
So when you mix it with other stuff, the peak gets broader, the particle size gets larger,
mm-hmm.
it stops working.
Right.
So it's not an instant thing. The particle size change, they come together and do all manner of stuff. But when you get it right, as I said, it's been stable on the shelf in Switzerland for over 13 years, maybe 15 years mm-hmm. now.
So does it stop working because of how it engages with receptors or?
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly that. The particle size is not in that size and in a narrow band. It doesn't interact with the cells and the receptors and the body in general in all the ways it interacts. It just doesn't work the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stops working. Not right. just doesn't work the same. It just stops working.
Stop working. Interesting. Yeah. Wow. Awesome.
It's a fussy little beast, but you get it right, it's as easy as pie. You know, spray it in your mouth once, twice, four times a day, depending on what you need. Again, I'll just revisit those protocols. Yeah. If you're over 50 and you're in good health,
mm-hmm.
which is difficult to say these days when you listen to the things I said, including the stuff that's being put in our body. So probably this doesn't in truth apply to anybody anymore. But use, if you're over 50, 5 sprays 4 times a day for the first bottle, then 5 sprays twice a day for the second bottle. So the first one takes a week, the second 2 weeks, and settles into 5 sprays once a day. 5 sprays once a day is the maintenance dose that if you understand what this product does, you will use for the rest of your life.
Right.
It's critical to the functioning of our bodies. It's the missing key to the functioning of our biology that we didn't know.
Right.
You know, most of us live life. You haven't had that luxury, Courtney, for what you've been through, but most of us live our life in the back of our heads thinking somewhere, sometime in my life, a time bomb is going to go off and I will have a heart attack or a stroke or whatever, a car accident, maybe that's not going to fix that. But, you know, somewhere we have this expectation. There's the temple that this has a connection to. Very interesting. I will talk about that in a moment if you like.
Yeah.
And so I've lost my train of thought.
You were saying that people go through their lives and then they're thinking that they're going to have a heart attack and
Yeah, if you're using this product, you're basically bulletproofing your body. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that at some point our lives all end, and this is not well understood, but, you know, when we make the decision at the soul level to cross over, nothing's going to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will stop it. This product will not stop you developing whatever health condition you've chosen at that level to leave the mortal coil. That right is respected. It's a soul level choice. People don't understand this by and large, but I promise you it happens. And so Nanosoma won't prevent that. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
So outside of that, you know, you're putting this in your body, you're basically activating your body to act in a manner it's meant to.
Mm-hmm.
And without it, it can't. It's compromised.
Right.
And it reverses the aging process. If you haven't been using it from, you know, a very young age, your body's aged. That's what happens to us all. The telomere, which is the little bit on the end of our chromosomes, doesn't get fully reproduced when the cell divides. So gradually it gets shorter, which is why we age. You know, things don't work so well.
Right.
You don't need to tell us. And so, you know, you put the body in a completely different place when this is present in it. That's the trick.
Yeah.
So there's a journey to heal. If you've got an existing health condition, you should, in my view, use 5 sprays 4 times a day until you see that health condition resolved. Is it overkill? Can be in some situations. You could probably get it done with 2, in some cases 3, in others. But my view is, let's use something that I'm comfortable is going to work. And if you've been jabbed, the protocol that we recommend is 5 sprays every 4 hours for 7 days.
Right. Okay.
We have testimonials from people who were, in some cases, almost death's door in hospital with as a result of being jabbed. A couple of weeks on this stuff, all good, all back to normal.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. Well, I know we are running out of time, but maybe pull up that the spiritual connection graph again. Yeah, and you can go through this, and then I'll let you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So this is it's got the name there, probably Vereswaran Temple. Excuse my pronunciation. In Tamil Nadu, in southern India, it's the only temple dedicated to food. In the Hindu traditions, in my understanding. And Vereswaram means doctor's temple, interestingly. And the devotees of the temple take jaggery, which is unrefined sugar from sugarcane, which is a major source of polycosanol if you want to make polycosanol-based products. They bless it and they toss it in that pond that you can see there. It's said there are no bacteria living in that pond, and it's said that the water of that pond can cure 4,448 diseases. I don't know how they got that piece of information. But Raghu has been able to confirm that nanosoma will trigger the body to take care of that same number of health conditions. There are actually more, but when he took out the naming of little variants Hodgkin's disease, or I was thinking of the one of the thyroid conditions. It's got somebody's name attached to it. You strip out all those
Hashimoto.
Strip out Hashimoto and keep it simple. You get the 4,448 diseases. So this connection is profound. And for some understanding, I will mention that Raghu visited this temple for the first time about 7 or 8 years ago. So after he finished developing the products, he decided to visit the temple. When he walked into the temple, the head priest of the temple walked up to him and said, "You are the medicine man. I've been waiting for you."
Oh, wow. Pretty interesting stuff. Wow.
So,
what a story.
And so he took him by the hand, and there's a bottle of Raghu's product, I'm sure, still sitting in the center of the temple.
Wow.
Pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
So he knows, he knows it was his mission to bring these products forth in this lifetime, and his Hindu traditions have acknowledged him for it, which I think is beautiful.
That is beautiful. Wow. Well, all right. Well, do you have anything else you want to leave us with? I know you're pressed for time, so thank you much for being here.
I need to run. I have a bunch of people on a conference call waiting for me to show up, so I should go.
Yes. So I will let you attend. And
Courtney,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much
for all that you're doing. I appreciate it very much. And I will mention there have been cases of people who had blindness who have recovered using this product. I'm not promising you anything.
Okay. Well,
and healed the heart. So just be open.
I'm open.
Embrace the possibility.
Okay.
You take care. All of it.
Thank you. You too.
Bye for now.
Thank you. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.